talking with the experts.
In episode 559 with Didi Kai, discover strategies to attract the right clients, boost confidence, and create financial freedom.
So it's time to really look at some of the habits that we're having, especially as an entrepreneur. And if you're not already successful to where at the level that you want to be, it's time to change, right? So, yes, I would do that. Really look at the evening routine and see how that goes. And then really making sure that you're going to sleep relatively at the same time within the hour. So for example, if you're going down 8 to 9, then usually stay around there because our system is really intelligent, right? You mentioned fight or flight. That's our nervous system. So if we are putting ourselves to bed at the same time every single day, then we're really resetting the clock and getting our system, our chemicals to work normally. So then there's not going to be that many hormones. Just so you know that if you have a rhythm, even your body has a rhythm, right? Like that's why is the baby goes down almost every time, every day, and then it gets up at a certain time, things like that. We all have a circadian rhythm.
Talking with the experts.
Welcome to Talking with the Experts. This is where we discuss great ideas to take your business to the next level. How do we know these ideas work? Well, it's because we're talking with business owners who are using these ideas. Business owners who have years of experience and expertise. All things business by business owners for business owners. And now, here is your host, Rose Davidson.
Hello, welcome to Talking with the Experts. I'm your host, Rose Davidson from rosedavidson.com.au. Talking with the Experts is all about business by business owners for business owners. You can find it on all podcasting streaming platforms and on YouTube. And today is my very special privilege to introduce you to Didi Kai. And Didi is going to be talking to us about charge your worth to amplify your impact. And Didi is the founder and mindset coach of Fit to Profit, a company that utilizes psychology, cognitive science, holistic wellness, and business to help entrepreneurs get mentally fit to obtain peak level of performance in their businesses. So she's got 15 years of experience in running her own business. She is married her love of living an optimal lifestyle and business to create fit to profit, I beg your pardon. Didi, welcome to Talking with the Experts. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you so much, Rose, for the kind introduction. And yes, I'm delighted and honored to be here today for the conversation. Thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So we're going to explore why changing what you're truly worth is essential for making a bigger impact in the world. So to start off, why did you choose this particular topic and what led you to it?
Yes. So I believe for myself, and I speak for myself and many of the other entrepreneurs I've worked with, we each and every one of us started our business not with the intention just to make a living. I know that there is a special calling for all of us. And besides really supporting ourselves, we're out to make a difference as well, right? Like creating that impact. And first and foremost, at least that has been my experience so far with the many years being in business. And why I say that specifically around the idea of, charging your worth is in my personal journey and my fit to profit business has evolved throughout the years. Was exactly that, right? At the beginning, when I had my first work experience, that didn't pan out very well in corporate, which was short-lived for 6 months, and then I start my brick-and-mortar businesses, etc. The way I felt about myself was very different. Then I finally, third time is a charm, in 2015, really decided, and of course, answering my calling of supporting others, who are going through just really challenges in life in general, to find their purpose and passion, I discovered that I felt differently about myself this third time around And because of that, I have been able to charge more for my services, feel pride and confident in what it is that I have to offer. And in that return was that I'm making more money and I'm creating a bigger impact. But it truly starts with working on myself from the inside out, right? Like really developing a strong mindset, the discipline, all of the things that take someone from zero to successful. And so that is truly the reason why I'm sharing on this topic today, because it is not a conversation that many people talk about. A lot of people talk about strategy and the best technology or, the shiny objects. But I truly believe that for a successful entrepreneur to be thriving, and I mean sustainable for long term, is that she has to take care of herself from the inside out and really build herself up from the inside out. And it starts with just really knowing that she is worthy, to be successful.
And that's always can be difficult. We're often told as young children, as teenagers, that we're not worthy of something. So, I don't believe in those sporting events where children get a trophy for just participation. I think you need to earn that particular trophy, because if you even if you come in last. You've participated, but you haven't, reached that pinnacle that you wanted to, when you're coming in first or second or third. That's a controversial way of thinking about things. But I think, knowing your own worth and finding that, because as we, you're often told that you're not worthy, all through your growing up period of life. And so having to try and find that worthiness as an adult, it can be, challenging.
Yes, absolutely. So I think what's really interesting is that, like you said, right? Like our parents did the best, our caregivers did their best. It's ultimately, I feel like that is an internal work that is required from everyone, especially we're easily distracted from, to the society, all of everything that's happening, all the technology. And I think that's why we're most entrepreneurs are not feeling that fulfillment just because there's a disconnection, right? Like between how she feels about herself and what she is really doing. And there's no really true reason why, the sacrifice or why, the obligation or why the action plan to begin with. I think that alignment needs to happen for someone to be, I really believe that to be truly successful and fulfilled.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, finding that self-worth is really, really important. And whether you go to a therapist or a counselor, or you'll have a business coach or a life coach, those feelings of self-worth are really important moving forward in your business. Because as you quite rightly pointed out, if you don't have those feelings of self-worth, then you're not going to find that success that you deserve.
Yes, absolutely. So I would say, as tangible, right, I want to always share practical experiences that I've had where I had that revelation. And for example, with just simple as having a conversation with a prospective client. And if you're coming into the conversation with feeling worthy of your own success, the way you show up, the conversation that you're conducting, and the way that you're really connecting with your potential client is very different, right? Then you're having a conversation just to close the sale, right? Like the connection between having a real conversation versus just trying to close the sale. I know for me it was day and night when I really understand that, wow, if the person is the right fit client, I don't have to do the convincing, right? I don't have to use the tactics, which makes me feel salesy, etc., and things like that. And so sales calls became much easier. It's just truly a conversation to make sure that I can actually have a solution for the potential client. And that's one thing. And then secondly, as entrepreneurs, it's super lonely. I know I can relate to most of us who are virtual. I know that I have to do a good job staying in communication and or a community. And if I didn't feel like I deserve to be supported, again, I would not be reaching out to people or put myself in a community where I'm going to be receiving what I need to be successful. So those are just a couple of areas where feeling worthy is super important, because it's not only in the expression of your business, but also in the connection of you with other people, other relationships too, right? This, I'm just talking professional, but also it's also personal as well, could be.
Ways that, you know, we self-sabotage ourselves. And, you know, so what are some maybe practical strategies that we can overcome those challenges?
Yes, I love that you asked that question. And my answer is probably not what everyone thinks. And or maybe some of you might be like, oh, I'm not surprised. But what's really interesting is not everybody's doing it. And hence why we're in a place that we are. And most of what I've seen so far with my clients is that they're always chasing that shiny object. What's the next strategy? What's the next thing? But the truth is, to really build self-worth and feeling worthy and confident is truly having a system, right? And building a system around having methods to take care of yourself. It's ultimately self-care. And I mean that is from the very foundational standpoint of getting enough sleep, exercising, having quiet time, allowing yourself to have strategy time to work on your business just as much as you are working in your business. It's truly self-care and being setting really good boundaries around doing that. I know my business didn't really take off until I really truly prioritized myself. And honestly, Fit to Profit is built on that. Is that seeing so many clients struggle with the inconsistent revenue or the stagnation, was I realized that she was not taking care of herself, right? Imagine the quality of work that you put out in the world with lack of sleep. You're not clear-minded, you're not focused, you're not energetic, etc., right? Like, it's so practical, but not a lot of us are aware of that. So having a true system to take care of yourself, support yourself on all levels at Fit to Profit, we believe that everything is holistic. So physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. Last but not least, the financial piece comes in when the other four is taken care of.
It's really important to have all these things aligned, and you're right. Sleep is one of the most important things. You know, your brain can't function, your body's not functioning to its optimum level. So, you know, sleep is a huge, huge benefit to all of us. But sometimes we overthink things, and so we're dreaming about stuff that may happen and most likely won't. But, you know, our brains, you know, just go into this fight or flight mode, and obviously you're not sleeping well. How can we, you know, find that better sleep strategy?
Yeah, so for better sleep, it could be definitely many factors, right? You mentioned, you know, fight or flight. That means your system is at stress, right? And so I would say, first and foremost, just start with looking at what you're doing before you're going to sleep. Like, I mean, it's like, is there just a simple routine? For me, it's drinking a cup of tea. Like, my system knows when I'm taking my first sip of tea, okay, we're going to sleep. And then, you know, dimming the lights, whatever it may be. But I would look and reflect to what you have in terms of, remember I use the word system, is do you have a routine for evening? Do you have a routine in the morning? Like, literally, we're doing this conversation at 5 a.m. in the morning, my time. But I woke up at 4:30 in the morning because I know that I needed time to ground down. I have my non-negotiables, right? So my four Fs, which is faith, fitness, family, and then fulfillment. And so I encourage for you to take a look at what are your normal rhythm or habits or routine? How are you putting yourself into, that phase where, okay, this is when I'm getting ready for bed, right? That's the first thing. And then you get to start looking at, I want to start small with everyone. I did that too. So start with that. Then you say, what can I incorporate to that, right? And honestly, most of us are guilty with this. We're on our phone up into the last minute. Most of us sleep with our phones, you know, literally underneath our pillow. So it's time to really look at some of the habits that we're having, especially as an entrepreneur. And if you're not already successful to where at the level that you want to be, it's time to change, right? It's time to shift some things around. And so, yes, I would do that. Really look at the evening routine and see how that goes. And then really making sure that you're going to sleep relatively at the same time within the hour. So, for example, if you're going down 8 to 9, then usually stay around there because our system is really intelligent, right? You mentioned fight or flight, that's our nervous system. So, if we are putting ourselves to bed at the same time every single day, then we're really resetting the clock and getting our system, our chemicals to work normally. So then there's not going to be that many hormones. I have a cognitive psychology background, so I can go deep with this stuff. But just so you know that if you have a rhythm, even your body has a rhythm, right? Like that's why the baby goes down almost every time every day, and then it gets up at a certain time, things like that. We all have a circadian rhythm that we follow. So I would say start simple, right? Like looking at your evening routine. Can you go to bed at the same time almost every day? And most importantly, how much sleep are you getting? Is usually required, depends on the person, anywhere between 6 to 8 hours of sleep. And that's quality sleep. But let's just start with just a number, right? Like, are you doing 6 to 8 at least on a nightly basis?
Quality sleep is really important. I've found that myself, that if I'm not getting good quality REM sleep, then I'm a mess the next day and I can't function. I can't think. My body aches because I have fibromyalgia, so my body is in more pain than is usual. And so yeah, good quality sleep is really important, and that REM sleep especially. And if you're not getting the adequate amount of REM sleep, then yeah, it's not doing you any favors.
Yes, and what's really crazy is that just as much, I just want to really call this out, it's like just as much as we are not giving ourselves enough sleep or we do or doing it, it compounds. Like if it's you have enough sleep, you're going to get clearer and healthier each day as you do that. And say the opposite happens when you're not sleeping, it compounds and you get more tired. And if you're one of those that's constantly tired, well, your body is trying to catch up. So really consider that. Like, and you just need to do it little step at a time. It started with one night's sleep, and then the next night's sleep, and the next night's sleep, just one night at a time.
Yeah, absolutely. And I find sometimes that I even have to have a nap during the day because my body is just telling me that, I just can't function anymore, that, and I just feel really drawn and tired and just can't function. So, really, just go and have a sleep in the afternoons. It only has to be a quick sleep. Sometimes, 20 minutes is enough. I had one this afternoon. It ended up being 2.5 hours. I didn't realize I was that tired. So, but I feel a lot better for it. You can't catch up on your sleep, but that extra sleep that you're missing out on can be quite helpful.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, definitely in my experience, and it took time, you know, for me to really get there. And yeah, it's a non-negotiable. It should be a non-negotiable for you to prioritize your sleep.
Absolutely. Now, how we're getting back now to self-worth and following our dreams and deserving to reach our goals and aspirations. But how can we start changing our mindset to actually charge what we are worth, to our clients? Because a lot of us start off thinking, I'll just have a $27 course, and then when you put your price up, you think because you put adding things to it. But should we start really low first? Because there is a bit of not controversy, different areas of opinion that should you start low, or should you start high? And but I do know never lower your prices once they're at the high end. That's I know
Yeah.
that for sure. But how do we know what we should be charging? You know, what is our worth?
Yes. Oh no, I love the question so much because here's my answer. It really starts with you. And I say that because here's what happens when I first graduated to be a holistic health coach. I was told to charge a certain rate as a quote unquote new coach. But for whatever reason, this is much early on. This is 2015 when I first launched. It just didn't feel right for me. Just because I was a new coach in the new coaching industry, I felt like I had so much more experience. I had my businesses that I ran. I have worked and I have managed people before. You know, I feel like I have so much life experience all in conjunction with that. So that's why I said it comes back down to you of really, do you feel like that particular price is right for you? That's why I said it's important to know your worth and be in alignment with that. So the first thing I would always ask, how do you feel about that price? Now, when you ask yourself that question, whether it's $27, you know, $27,000, how do you feel about charging that price? Do you, it's not because someone told you to do that, but how do you feel about that price, right? Is it of value? And when I think a lot of times when we first start out, it's really hard to see our own value, and I get that. But I want you to really think about what is the results that you're actually creating for this person with this product or solution? And it's beyond just that transaction, right? Especially if you're a coach or consultant of some sort, you're teaching a skill. And that skill, if it's applied, it's actually priceless, right? Because you're actually giving them a solution that they didn't know before. So it's always going to be more than what you think. And it's going to be so much more as you gain more experience doing it. But I would always start, especially for us women entrepreneurs, I would say choose a number that you feel that is right for you and add at least 50% or double it, because that's when it's a little stretchy and a little uncomfortable. We always should be working and increasing our next level worth. And to do that is how we can price our services. I know there's so many elements that I've given here in deciding a price, but ultimately it comes down to what do you think? It's not, I don't care. I mean, again, you heard my story. I didn't care about what someone told me, and I went and charged five times that. And I was living in Columbus, Ohio at the time, and the annual salary was $42,000 back in 2015. And the rate I charged was actually almost close to what people were paying for their mortgage on a monthly basis for my coaching fee, right? That was five times what I was told, right? And I signed my first three clients within 2 weeks. So I share that story to say that it wasn't my actual service, but how committed I was with the value that I get to provide for my client. And I chose a number that was right for me, and it was a little stretchy. Like I could have 3x it and be really comfortable, but I added, you know, 2 more x. So it was five times what I was told to charge. And that's how I would start. Really, it's a win-win, because when you are charging more, here's a kicker. When you're charging more for a client, you are requiring more of yourself to show up for the client. So therefore, the person's get it's just psychological. Like it's weird, but it's psychological. And when the person pays more, the person automatically, right, show up even more. And so you're creating a win-win environment for both you and the client, trusting that they're going to do the work. Your work is valuable, and together you are a team. So that's what I have to say about where to start with charging your worth.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I mean, I've got a podcast course at the moment going, It's only $97. I was happy with that figure. But, you know, the time it took to actually create that course, the hours and the resources and the research and everything that's gone into it, you know, it really should be heaps more expensive than that, you know, in the thousands. But, you know, I felt comfortable with that $97 to begin with. But, you know, I won't be able to sustain that price because people will expect you to turn up, as you say, more often, the higher price that you charge. And, you know, they just sort of expect more than what, I guess, what you can be comfortable with giving, you know, especially if it's a, you know, do it yourself sort of a thing, but they still expect you to show up in some form or other. So I think if you're charging a lower price, their expectation is a lot less about, you know, what they're going to get out of it. I don't know. What are your thoughts on that?
I think it really depends on the promised results, right? Like what you are promising them. Honestly, you're always going to have people, especially with courses and such. Like, I mean, it's as just normally in the market, in the industry, that, you know, usually only, you know, 10 to 15% of people actually finish a course. You know what I mean? Like, and so it's really depends. And again, it comes down to what is the promised solution that you're providing them. And to be honest, like you may have the anomalies, right, of those people who are really showing up. And again, the price point ultimately is not as important, I feel like, for someone just starting out, but it's really what works for you. Like you said, I mean, if you're staying at a certain rate, you're not going to be able to sustain yourself. So then, you know, you wouldn't have a business to begin with, and then you wouldn't be able to make the difference that you want to make. So it has to be right, right? Like you can start anywhere, to be honest, but at the same time, you have to check in with yourself, you know, emotionally, to see if can you really invest in with only this rate and keep increasing it. I would say definitely, you know, give yourself a pay rate more often than you think. Like, honestly, I teach my clients to raise their rates every, if they are doing one-on-one, is to raise their rates every 4 to 6 clients, you know, and if it's like a course, and perhaps raise your rates every other launch. You know, it really depends on, you know, where you are and your intention with it and what is the solution. But based on my experience, people who are investing more, I mean, most people, I even paid like close to $50,000 just to be in the program. And honestly, those people are, we don't expect much because we already know that we have to do the work and it's all about implementation. Like it's very little time when it comes to their teaching a strategy. It's like, here you go do this thing, right? So I would challenge you on the belief that if people are paying less, they have less expectation. If they're paying more, they're expecting more of you. Again, it's a solution, right? It's a result that you're promising them more so than the actual thing, if that makes sense.
You know, that's a good point. And, you know, but you have to look at market value as well. You know, what are the other people in your industry charging? And, you know, you don't want to price yourself out of the market at all. So, you know, is price comparison a way to go as well? You know, does that have something to do with what you charge for your services?
I think it's a good baseline. Like I said, I did that too, right? Like when I was told I charge this rate, I'm like, really? That's not possible. And then I went and did the market research and things too. Just, it's good to get a basis of where you should be. But at the same time, if it doesn't feel right to you, and if you feel like your work is more valuable than that, I wouldn't bother with it. Like I said, like that, and I can only speak from my experience. Like I have clients who literally started out charging $300, you know, a month for their services. Within like 8 months, they were charging $2,000 a month. So it's that level of self-worth, it's that level of commitment. It depends on, you know, how far, you know, you want to go with that. So it's a good idea to have an idea of what you should charge, but it should never be, that's the number you should charge at that.
Yeah, that makes total sense. Makes total sense. Now, Dee Dee, you can be found almost everywhere. You're on Facebook, you're on LinkedIn, your website, fittoprofit.com. You've got a group, which is called Fit to Profit. You're on Instagram, you've got a YouTube channel, and you've got a podcast. Tell me a little bit about the Fear Factor podcast.
Yeah, the Fear Factor podcast was created based on my book, The Overcomer, How to Overcome Fear to Achieve Your Goals. So that was a complimentary to that. And the podcast I'm looking to relaunch next year. But yes, there's like a previous episode that you could definitely listen to. It's all about strategies or of how to overcome mental barriers and things that you can actually apply to get yourself moving forward and staying in implementation. So yeah, and this is a glance of the book, The Overcomer.
Love the cover.
Yes, thank you. That's me right there. So it's on Amazon if you guys are interested. But yes, I really truly believe that if each and every one of us is willing to invest in ourselves, build our self-worth, that is truly how we create more impact. Because if you can think about it, if we can help more people, we get to create more impact. So
wonderful. Thank you. You've been enjoying the knowledge of Didi Kai today. Thank you, Didi, for joining us today. And I look forward to talking with you again in sometime in the future.
Yes. Thank you so much, Rose. And fantastic conversation so far. Again, thank you for all you do. And I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Didi. Bye-bye for now.
You've been listening to Talking with the Experts, hosted by Rose Davidson. Make sure you have a look at our back catalogue over at talkingwiththeexperts.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss out on any episode. We look forward to your company next time.